white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball, fucker.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Hollering me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fucking kill
your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Bring your punk ass here, nigga.
Shut up. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth at the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened? Fuck you.
No,
fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Don't touch me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt. You don't call me a cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
I'm not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt,
fucking
piece of shit. Shut up. I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up. I do love
this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hello?
Hi. Tony?
Yes, how can I help you?
I need a ride.
Where are you headed?
To hell after what I did, but I gotta get out of here.
I'm sorry, I don't feel safe taking you when you're talking about going to hell, sir. This is,
Why are you a Christian? I didn't know this was a Christian service. Oh, boy. All right. I guess going to the hell means you can't get a ride in North Hollywood.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 in Lakewood. This is Norma. How can I help you?
Hi.
Yes, how can I help you?
Can you tell me, do you know any place that sells, fresh cat food or maybe raw meats?
Well...
I'm here in the hotel.
Raw meat.
Yeah, I'm here at the hotel. I just don't know. I tried to pull up my Yelp, but I have a very bad signal. I have AT&T.
Is it cat food or dog food?
Well, it's for a cat, yeah. Come here, little kitty. Come here.
There's a pet store. Uh-huh. I can't remember if it's pet.
Is it for exotic?
Petco or something like that?
But do you think they have stuff for exotic pets? Because he's getting hangled. very angry right now.
Oh, I don't know. Wait, what kind of cat is it?
It's a bobcat.
Oh, God. You have it here in my building?
Yeah, I found it outside, and I thought it was a regular cat, just a homeless cat. And so I was like, oh, it looks hungry, so I brought it inside.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd let it go.
I've become quite attached to it, yes.
Yeah, but I don't think those are illegal.
Yeah, I don't think they're illegal
for you
either.
To have.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
So you probably need to get rid of it.
But how?
Let it go.
But how? Because I'd have to bring it out and then, like, it, I don't have a leash for it or anything yet.
Yeah, the pet store is on the other side of Walmart.
Okay. That's all right. But you think they're still open? Oh, well, Walmart would be open if they weren't.
Walmart's still open.
Yeah.
The pet store might close at 9.
Okay.
It's 8:30 now.
Okay. All right. I'll go get a leash, and that'll make this easier. Maybe even like a little cage. And so
yeah,
if you
might want to.
Yeah. So if you just want to come up here and watch it while I go, that'd be great.
Oh no. No, thank you. You have a good night with that one.
What do you mean? But how I can't just leave it here unattended.
I'm not coming up there. I can't leave my post.
Okay, there's nobody else that could, like, a maid?
No, sir.
Nobody.
No, sir. Nobody. I'm it.
Okay, because it's getting angry.
So,
it's definitely hungry.
I'm sorry. You're shooting yourself, and you're getting yourself into trouble. That's all I can tell you.
How's that? I thought you guys were pet friendly.
We are pet friendly to regular pets. That is a wild animal. That should not be in my buildings at all.
Well, you see, if somebody expressed that to me, I wouldn't have brought it in.
Oh, no. That cannot be here. You need to let it go.
I'm trying. Like I said, I don't want to just open the door and just let it go, because then, like, people might get us scared.
Yeah.
And like right now,
well, I don't know how you got it in that room, but you ought to get it back out of that room.
I'm concerned.
Right now.
I
have people in front of me. I cannot talk to you all night long. So you're gonna have to deal with it on your own.
I'm gonna just
Thank
go open
you.
The door.
Motel 6 in Thorne. This is Andrea. How can I help you?
Hi. Does anybody have the ability to come help me get my cat out to the car?
What do you mean?
Well, he's obese. He weighs almost 125 pounds, and I gotta take him over to the vet, like it's an emergency vet place.
Mhm.
And I gotta take him over there, because I think he might have the cat beaties, and so I'm trying to get him to the car.
You said if someone can help you with your cat?
Yeah. I don't want to put him into the crate, because I don't, like, it was really stressful on him driving all this way when I put him into the crate and stuff. And that's so I
no,
gotta get
so
him.
It's only me up here. I'm not allowed to leave the front desk, unfortunately.
Okay, because I got he's really aggravated right now, and like I don't know what's going on with him, but I got him in the bathroom right now, and he's making a hell of a racket in there.
Oh wow, yeah, I think I can hear him actually. So no, unfortunately, I don't have anyone else here that would be able to help you with that.
Who's your good little
I'm
bobcat?
I'm so sorry.
Who's your good bobcat?
Sorry.
A bobcat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. I don't have anyone else.
Oh, did you think my tabby cat was 125 pounds? No. I got a bobcat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, I have no one else here that'd be able to assist you with that.
Do you have a handyman on the premises or anything that could?
No, not till tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. Well, in the morning, can you send him over here? Because the scratches on the door and the bedding are pretty prevalent. They're not something I'm going to be able to hide. So he's probably going to have to do an evaluation and, like, how many charges and stuff I'm going to have to take care of, you know?
Oh, man. And what room are you staying in?
I'm in 215. God damn it. Shut up. I'll get you some food. Here. I'm going to... You know what? Here's Bessie. Bessie will come in for you.
Okay, so you're in 215, so I could have him go up in the morning if you would like, but that would be something that if he's comfortable doing and handling.
Right.
But I could leave a note for you.
Why wouldn't he be comfortable?
Well, just like, I mean, I don't know if he has any, like, allergies or anything with cats and whatnot, but...
Huh.
It put you on hold?
Yeah, right in the middle of a talk and then disconnected? I guess. Okay. All right.
How rude.
I don't know. I don't. Maybe the Bobcat got the panic button and then just shut it down. Oh, yeah, Louis Vert. Yeah, it took about an hour and a half to put that thing together. It literally came in a box that looked like you would get an LCD TV in. So, like, it was in all in pieces. So, it took about, with it, me being by myself putting it together, it took about an hour and a half to put together. But it was pretty straightforward. All you needed was a screwdriver. You didn't need anything else. But yeah, it came at about 5 o'clock, and I was done by just before 7 when I, you know, actually started it. And I played a little Paperboy on there already. Can you use your headphones on that bad boy? No, it has speakers. It's loud. I could go turn it on for a second, but I'd have to get the fuck up. No, I'm not gonna do that. Because then I'd have to go to a screen and I'd have to go put clothes on and stuff. And I mean, if I guess, give me a second. Give me a hot motherfucking second. Let's see here. Where's the break one? Oh, it's right here. Or I didn't really see any shit. But yeah, you come over here and like, hey, motherfucker. Volume up. What should we play? I'm gonna play Jousting.
Fight.
Okay. We're gonna fap. Apparently this is fapping. There's a fapping button. And I have two. Oh, that was loud. I got 2 credits. But Paperboy was fun. It's a lot harder than I remember, man. I got a dose of that reality when I started playing Battletoads again. I was like, man, I don't remember this being this hard. Oh, fucking game.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 in Aurora. This is Sean. How can I help you?
Hey, Sean, can you patch me through to room 215? I've got their Bobcat.
Okay, I got you, man.
Thank you. This guy gives no fucks.
He's like, all right.
Seems plausible. Sure. There's no gonna be nobody in the damn room.
Hello?
Hi, is this room 215?
Yes.
Hi. This is Dwight calling from the front desk. How are you this evening?
We're good. How are you?
Not too bad. Did anybody explain to you about everybody having to like pull their own weight around here?
No.
Okay. Well, we have certain things that need to be done around here. Like, we have a gentleman that's staying here. He's mopping the floors in the lobby and stuff right now. But we have a list of things that you can do as well, and we need you to select one.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Well, you have to select one chore while you stay here to complete. That's why you have to select one chore to do here at the hotel while you stay here in order to get your discounted rate.
Nobody told us that when we checked in. Hold on, watch here. You could speak to my husband.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
not too bad. We are just making sure that you guys realize it is now your turn to select your chore to complete while you stay here.
Well, didn't nobody tell us nothing about that, bro? I've been on the road all night driving.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could be either one of you. It doesn't have to be both. So she's more than capable, I'm sure.
We both been on the road, bro. Like, I've never been in a hotel where you didn't nobody. If somebody would have told us something about that, we wouldn't even stay here, bro.
Well, we gave you a pretty heavily discounted rate, and somebody's already mopping the floor over here. Would you guys like to sweep
the floor?
The
thing is, didn't nobody tell us nothing like that, bro, when we checked in? Like,
okay,
if you would have told us that beforehand, like, we wouldn't even stay here. Like, it's not that big of a deal, bro.
But we did give you the poor rate, correct?
Bro, do you hear what I'm saying, bro? I don't care about the rate or none of that shit, bro. Like, if you would have told, bro.
Why are you being a lazy bones?
Listen to what I'm telling you. If you would have told us that we would have to clean or do any of that weird shit that you're trying to get us to do right now.
Well, vacuuming's like, not we weird. I mean, are you going, like, to ruin your manicure? What's the matter?
Bro, listen to me, bro. I've been on the road all day, all night. Like, I'm not doing none of that, bro.
Why were you on the road all day and all night? Why is this our problem? He does. He needs to pull his fucking weight. Do some chores.
Exactly.
I remember when
to his YouTube.
Oh, I remember when Carlito was in the hospital, and RBCP called the guy that was, like, in the bed next to him because it was a shared room, and we're telling him that he needed to grab a mop and start cleaning some floors and stuff so that he could pay for his stay at the hospital. And that was funny. Carlito was recording the aftermath and stuff while he was laying there. It was pretty good.
Hello?
Hello. I talked to someone earlier. Did they tell you about my problem? Because I told them I would call back when they told me to.
What's your problem?
They're telling me I can't have an exotic animal in here. In my room. And it's my room.
What animal do you have?
I have a kitty cat.
A cat?
I'm sorry. I've been drinking. I sound a little obnoxious. Yeah, it's a cat. Here, I'll put my phone next to him. You hear him? You hear my kitty cat?
No, how I'm supposed to hear the cat?
I'm putting him by the phone.
How I'm supposed to hear the cat?
You hear my cat?
You thought he was going to talk to me or something?
No, he's purring. He was purring. So he was purring. No, I was
ridiculous. Okay, well,
is it
dangerous?
I'm not Dr. Doolittle over here. Are you kidding me? It's not dangerous, not to me. Is you get hungry and.
Oh, hell no. Is that it? Is that your cat?
Yeah.
Why is he making that sound?
Because he's hungry. And he was making a racket.
That don't sound right. What room are you in? What room are you in?
I'm in the room. Why?
What room?
To,
I just want to know.
Why are you yelling at you? Why? I don't understand.
No, why did that cat sound like that?
Because it's a bobcat.
A bobcat?
Yeah, a bobby cat.
Got a bobcat in his room?
What room are you in?
I'm in the main room by the where the bed and the TV.
What's
not
the room number?
Not the
don't,
bathroom.
Don't.
Not the bathroom.
What's the room number?
Well, you can't take my cat. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
What room are you in, sir?
I'm in the room. I don't get the question. I've been drinking. Like, I told her, I'm in the what part of the room with the bed and the TV.
What's your room number that you're in?
Hang on a second. My cat got its balls caught in the trap. I gotta disengage it. Come here.
Oh, his balls got
caught. Between the dresser and the bed, the kitty cat got its balls caught.
I
I'm back. They came back and hung up. Fuck. God damn it. Damn, that was funny. She was more freaked out than anyone else. Yeah, I got a bobcat. Thanks to Gold Rust for the first contribution to the chair, the new chair. Who I hope to God has a piston that doesn't fail after a fucking month and a half. And then I gotta sit down all low like this. I feel so short. I don't like it. Let me close this back.
The piston broke again?
Oh, this is the same chair from when that did before I got at the new place. Yeah, this is the same chair. On occasion, it works and it'll work for 2 days, and then it's like, what? You want to do a show now? And then it goes to lowrider mode, and just goes.
Oh,
Tyler, right. That might pistons fail due to weight. That could be, but this chair was rated above what I weighed when I bought it, so they kind of lied. They kind of lied on their rating. I was like 30 pounds below what they fucking rated this chair at. Let's see here. Tyler, I don't care if you're joking or not. I'll rip this piston off and I will mail it to you and you can put it up your ass. Right up your ass. Right in the hole.
Just one more time, I'll help
you. Yeah. Hey, me and my friend were playing like tag. You know tag from... Sorry, I've been drinking. Well, you know tag...
Okay, what's up?
We're in a room playing tag with the fire extinguishers, and they're out. We need some new ones.
What room you in?
We're in the room right now. We're in 10.
What room?
10. Tag, you're it. Tag. This one's almost empty, too. Tag, you're it.
What room you in?
Hey, don't yell at me, motherfucker. I'm trying to drink and have a good time.
Okay, what room you in?
I'm in 10.
Huh?
10. No.
You're in 10.
10, you're it, yeah. What do you need?
Tag. Where you at?
I'm hiding in the bathroom because he's trying to tag me back. He sounded pissed. Oh man, I thought he was gonna go a little further after I yelled back at him. I thought he was gonna erupt a little bit. Benjamin says tonight he cried to an episode of Empty Nest. What's his? We need to prank Blizzard employees for making shitty development decisions. They ruined Hearthstone and Overwatch. Sure, sure. Put a Corvette on your throne. You guys can go over to Throne and suggest stuff for the list. You don't have to tell me to put shit on there. Just go in and you suggest it, and then I approve it or deny it, or, you know, reject it. But you guys can go do that on your own. You don't have to wait for me. You think there's something I need that I don't got? Go put it on the list. There's something you're like, hey, I want to get this for Dwight. Go put it on the list. You don't have to wait on me. I mean, you kind of do, because I got to approve it or reject it. But.
Well, Stone Inn, this is Lorraine. How can I help you?
That is loud. Hang on.
Hello, Lorraine?
There we go.
Hello, yes. Hello.
Yeah, you know about business? You know business?
Like a new bean. No, I do not.
Like a bee's nest, like with bees?
Oh, yes, I do know.
A bee?
Yes.
Yeah, like you know what those look like, right? Like how it's got like all that paper and stuff, and it's like a little ball kind of thing. Like
the honeycomb,
cylinder.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I got a spider nest up here. What are we gonna do about that? It's hanging up here.
Like a spider web? I can bring up like a Swiffer.
No. This is a spider nest, like a bee's nest. Yeah.
I come up and kill it.
Well, I mean, a couple minutes ago they got angry and the spiders started coming out. They were trying to sting me.
Like how big is it? How big is the nest about? Like if I brought up gloves.
It's just as big as a bumblebee nest. Like a paper bumblebee.
What room are you in?
It's a spider nest.
I believe
but
you. What
should
in?
I do for the time being?
Well, like, I'm going to try to get you into somebody
kinda,
else. Let's see if I can get you in a different
like
room.
Like apple
or
cider vinegar and a spray bottle or a window cleaner?
No.
What do I shoot at this thing?
Hey, man, I'm trying to get him with this fire extinguisher.
Oh, my buddy, you need a fire extinguisher.
It's
a dollar one?
Are you serious? What room are you in?
Oh, they're what mad.
Oh, I mean, I'm a guest of my buddy. He's using the fire extinguisher for right now.
What room are you in, sir?
This is not deterring them at all.
You're going to have to wait a second. He's trying to take out this spider nest here.
Well, you should, it's not a good idea to be doing that. What room are you in, sir?
No, I think he's taking care of them. It looks like they're dying off.
Okay.
They're starting to
die
off.
It sounds like he's getting them. It really sounds like he's getting them. Oh, I think
but,
I just see them jump out.
What's the room fee? Like, if you, like, break, like, a window?
I'm going to put you in a different room. If you tell me what room you're in, I need to know so I can send the maintenance.
Yeah, what's
there.
That fee, though? Ooh, what? Yeah, I can tell you that. What's that fee, though? Ooh. What's that fee?
Refund, maybe?
A refund?
I'm not sure.
So
I need to call my boss. What room are you in, sir? I need
money.
To know what room are you in.
What kind
is this the auditor?
Who are you?
I am Loreen, and
hey,
I need to know what room. Are you a guest at this hotel, sir?
Are you a manager there?
Give me the
no,
phone real
sir.
Quick, ma'am.
You're going to give me a refund when
ma'am.
I broke a window? What kind of sick joke is this? What the fuck are you
sir.
Talking about, Maureen?
Ma'am, listen to how angry these spider bees are. They're making noise.
Reen, I don't want to be presumptuous, but do you know where that sound comes from? Reen?
Latrine? Hang on, let's get these spiders.
The Germans
in. Hi, sir. I'm calling dispatch so I can have him come out and help you. Please let me know what room you're in. I need to know.
Hello? Well, there are bees, spiders.
Yes, I need to know.
There are spiders everywhere.
Dispatch is on their way. A police is. Please tell me what room you're in, sir. I need to know.
Well, I am.
Tell me what room you're in, sir. Please tell me what room.
I have five rooms.
I'll consider each one.
Oh my God! There is a man doing the fireworks outside my door, and all the spiders have come into my room.
Do you understand? What room are you in?
I'm not going to call the police on spiders.
I have called the police. They're on their way. I need to know what room
you're
in
really
now,
call
sir.
The police
please.
On fucking spiders? That's
please
spider.
Let me know what room you're
the
in. The police
spiders?
Are on their way right now.
I think you're lying. You're not. That can't be right. You're not calling the police on spiders.
Sir, I am. You used a fire extinguisher. You've used foul language to me.
I've never done that. This is my first time calling you. There are the man from the other room is fucking with these spiders. The spiders went through my door. It went under the door.
Tell the police to go to your room and help you.
Why did you do that? They're just spiders. Did you even check? Did you
really
even confirm anything was happening, though?
Too much noise.
You need to stop harassing.
No, you actually are wasting emergency services because you didn't
confirm. Please let me know so I can tell dispatch what room you're in.
You never confirmed anything was even happening, and so you have
you,
already
sir.
Called the... You're wasting
yes,
emergency services,
have.
And that is not cool.
Absolutely not. You emergency. You use our fire
no, you are...
To come up to
but
help
but if you are hearing like a crazy sound,
I offered to get the spiders out of your room and you did not. You took it upon yourself, not your other caller, to use the fire extinguisher in the room. Tell me which room you're in so I can tell dispatch.
Well.
They are on their way. If I have to go to all 10 rooms, I will have them.
Maureen,
you did not call dispatch.
The wackiest radio show.
Let's be serious here, Maureen. Okay.
Yes. So that happened. That was just one call from last night. There's a lot more to be had.
Towing, how can I help you?
Hello? I need to get...
Yes, how can I help you?
Somebody towed my car?
What?
Somebody towed my car?
From where?
By the 7-Eleven in my car.
7-Eleven where?
You know?
What's your name?
My name is Durai. In the car?
Your name's what?
Do right. Do right.
Yeah, I don't know, pal. It wasn't me.
It was over on 7-Eleven on Webster Avenue.
Where?
Webster Avenue.
Yeah, no, pal, that wasn't me.
They say you work for them, and when the car is parked illegally, you come and you take them.
7-Eleven on Webster Avenue?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it wasn't me, pal.
I parked my car on a little blue cripple boy, and they say no park there, and you come and take my car.
Yeah, what was that? Who told you I towed it?
The man in 7-Eleven.
Yeah. What's the company's name?
Do you mean the company that took the car?
Yeah.
Oh, Auto Magic.
Auto Magic? Those guys are out of business.
No. They say they took them. Took the car.
Okay. Yeah, do me a favor, pal. Send me a picture of your car and I'll find it for you.
Well, I don't have the car right now because you told it. I don't know where it is.
Maybe it's in the lost and found.
No. It's a Honda Civic. It's blue.
Honda Civic?
Yes, the 1999 Honda Civic. It's blue.
No, I gotta find out maybe if it's in the lost and found.
No, wait, listen. Where the fuck is my car? I need my car. I got to go places. I got to work.
Bro, I don't have your fucking car.
Listen. Calm down.
Listen nothing, bro. I didn't tow your car.
Listen.
You
want to
catch an attitude? I'll catch an attitude.
No. You calm the fuck down. Now let's work together to find this car.
Bro, I don't have your car.
Where did you take it? Why? Why would you take my car?
I didn't take your car. If you feel that I took your car, call the cops. Have the cops call me.
I don't want to put you into the jail, but I will.
I'm not going to jail, pal. I'm not going to jail.
Listen.
Wrong. Call the cops.
I'm here. I'm here illegally. Bye. They will help me. They will put you.
Good old D-Ride. He's always in trouble.
he. People are constantly towing his car. I don't know why. They're constantly taking his shit.
I don't know. Maybe it's. Is it because he's a 7-Eleven customer, or is he just got that beautiful...
I think it's a conspiracy by 7-Eleven, because that's where he always gets towed from. It's fucking 7-Eleven.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How did you?
My wife left me, so better. She left today, but I... I'm able to still stay in the room, right? Because she's the one that booked the room, but she left.
Okay.
So I can still stay in the room, right?
Yeah, you need to. You have to chill up.
She left, but the... she actually left the room. The room was on her card. She paid for it. She has her own finances. Because I don't do very well with finances, so she doesn't like me spending all of her money. So if something gets broken in here, theoretically, that would be charged to her card, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's fine. All right. Damn. I was trying to get to a different screen, and I was like, I got a feeling he's not going to hang on too long. So... So just blow the whole fucking room up, I guess. I don't know. Tell you the truth, looking at this thing, like, if somebody blew a wet fart, it would probably take the whole building down. It doesn't look structurally sound. Yeah, hi. How are you? Can you hear me? Am I good? Am I audible? Yeah. All right, good. Listen, I need a new wall.
Sorry?
The wall? I peed on it too many times and it fell through.
Huh?
In the bathroom next to the toilet. I missed the toilet every time I went to use the bathroom. And I peed on the wall and now the wall's soggy.
Wrong number.
No, asshole, at the hotel here. Asshole.
Huh?
Mater chode.
You understand, you stupid little monkey?
Which room number you are?
Why do you want to know that?
Come here at the front desk. I'll show you.
No, why don't you come upstairs and I'll show you. I'll show you my pecker and you'll have to touch it.
Which room number? There I come.
You come upstairs.
Tell the room number. I'll come here right away. Night.
You come upstairs and you have sex with me. Hey.
Chodu.
Hey, Terry Makichut.
Tari mano bosro galende.
Ah, boys, the gate to you, asshole. So, let's go. This is going to be your, I think it says 65 Patreons for the month of March. So, here we go. As always, I hold the Axe Machine as the number one honorary Patreon member, because he does a lot of shit around here. Because later he might have to dial some numbers and stuff, because he's going to have to, maybe do group calls with us or something. You never know. So, starting with him, and then we move to Alexander Kronk, Audi Love, Beep Beep, Ama Yeep, Benjamin, Big Boy Farts 666, who participated in calls last night on the Madhouse Militia Presents. We also have Brad Claus, Brad Richardson, Brendan, Brown Magic, Carl Alexander, Carlos Trin, CPBJ, Crispy 808, Christopher Johnson, Derek Bentley, Dragonmere, who does shows on Friday as well. Eric Wright, ESSLO1, Ethan Bentley, George Wadsworth, Glenn Fielding, Gold Rust, Greg the Flying Pollock, Honey Baby, Hamilton Water Baby, Haifeng, Hobo Lobo, I'll Fix Your Pipes, Jarvis, Jeremy Eisen, John T. Fisherman, JT, Just Workman, Carter Pillar, Lil Uzi Vert, Liz B, Lonesome, Luis, I say it every time, I'm going to fuck your name up, so I'm not going to do the last name. It's on the screen, you can read it yourself. Mad Hatter, we also have Maggie, Max Power, Milkbox, Mr. Pickles, Mystery Science Theater 3 Clay, and Callie. We have, that's a free one. I don't know why it's including free ones now in here. It was somebody that was a Patreon for a month at one point. Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Radical, Ring Ring, Royce, going to the next page. We then have Ryan Scheffler, Snippy Snap Trip Trap, also known as Snappy Bakes, Sonam, Sparky, Steve Blinch, the Prime Minister of Australia, the Sign Guy, Travis Bickle, Vandershire, Vitas Vitas, Wasted Memory, Xander Fett, Experts, and You Bastard Fuck. And so those are your 65 patrons. We also had a couple of memberships. Mailman coming in at a month. Said he almost choked to death on a nacho. Maybe Mailman is a woman. Maybe I'm fucking up here. Will Gaming also just joined. And that's where we're going to head right now, is over to YouTube. And we're going to shout out the people who are a part of the memberships over there. And these are your... We have 46 members of the YouTube right now. So let's just start at the top. We're going to go with the Hoss of Wonder, who was one of the very first members. I think Mad Hatter was the first. But also the person that helped fund the arcade machine behind me. We have Brian B., Sleepy Time, Icarus, Lewis Manson, Will Gaming, who just joined, Jack, Unit, hashtag 0x07, Wake Rider, Luke Jones, Dabs Dallas, who just joined as well, Alpha Kenny 1, All the World's a Stage, Royce, Brian Kirkman, Benjamin, Spade of Hearts 81, Roland Panda, Tyler Romero, Charles Bernhardt, Dr. Emmett Brown III, Taco Tony 4755, Patrick T, Johnny 098765, Big Boy Farts 666, Hevatos, I believe is H V A T O S,
Dementi Tasters Nasty. That's a name. Jacob 1986. Timo, I'm not sure. We have Despicable Dogs, Mikey Mike, Dustin, Doodle, Mailman, Liam Austin, Where's the Kaboom, The One and Only, Mad, Musical Muffins 68, Greg the Flying Pollock, Christopher Johnson, Jeff Schmidt, Matthew Four, Colonel the Man, Eternal Coco, and that is it. That is the 46 people over on YouTube, or yeah, YouTube supporting the show. Whoo! Oh boy, that's that. I can close that now. Done and done. Again in Braille? I'm not doing that shit in Braille. You crazy?
How may I help you?
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Oh yeah. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I need more bed sheets.
What?
Bed? You know, sheets for the bed?
No. We don't sell that.
No. I'm here at the hotel. I need more. I'm saying.
I'm Brooklyn Motor Inn.
Yeah. I'm here.
Who fell? We don't sell anything.
I ate my sheets and I need more.
Which sheets?
The bed sheets.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why don't you know? Are you stupid?
You might be stupid.
I'm not stupid. You're stupid. I'm drunk.
Huh? Then no one has told me. No one has told any of. We don't sell bed sheets over here, okay?
Nobody
and
said
you don't
anything
dare
about
me
selling.
To tell stupid, okay?
Hey.
And don't dare to tell stupid, okay?
Why, you stupid
you
monkey?
Stupid.
Why don't you dance for me, you stupid
you
monkey?
You are stupid.
You're stupid. You. No, you. Nobody said a damn word about selling me some bed sheets. Not a word. But yeah, they do tend to understand stupid.
Home Sweets and Boulder, Ryan speaking.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. Like, I'm trying to find if somebody has any, like, little kitty cat, like, toys and, like, maybe some foods.
I don't think we do. This is a hotel.
I know, I'm staying here currently.
Oh, I see. To see if we had, like, any... I'm sorry, what was it again?
Any of the, like, kitty cat toys or foods?
Fortunately, we don't. There is a Safeway right next door, though, and
ooh.
I think they have.
Okay, because I didn't know if Safeway would have, like, anything exotic for my kitty cats.
Yeah, you can always call and give them a see what they say, because I think like they do.
Yeah, because this is going to get restless. He's making a
lot. Yeah, that thing sounds big.
Little noise. About 125 pounds. That's why I was asking. Now you're going to need something more substantial. Mm-hmm. This is my first time taking care of a bobcat, so
yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where I can get some meats, because they're just left to their own devices. I mean, if I can't provide for it, I'll just set it free again. I don't even care.
Yeah, they got meat at Safeway. Should be good.
Safeways? Do you know if they're running services?
Yeah, they're open until 11.
Ooh, Jesus Christ. Okay. I'm gonna go up there then. Can somebody like just make sure nobody goes to my room? Cause I'm gonna leave them in there.
Yeah, what was the room number?
I'd say over in 215s.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you. You're such a doll.
Of course,
have
everyone.
Such a doll. Suck your teeth.
Ever gone to Patreon Torrents? Is that coming to help you?
Hi, this is Dwight. I'm calling from over here at the Extended Stay America on Torrance. And we're just letting you know that we just sent a couple of people over your way. We had to kick them out because they destroyed one of our rooms.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're coming over to book a room with you.
We are completely sold out.
Ooh.
We don't have any availability, and... I'm, to be frank, I don't think my manager wants anybody that would possibly destroy a room. So
Oh, boy. Yeah, because I guaranteed them that they could get a room with you, and they're They're probably gonna be pretty cross with you. I already sent them. They're gone. They're, you know, they're out of my hair.
That's fine. If they want to be cross with us, that's totally fine. There's nothing we could do, unless they want to pay $400 for a suite. I doubt they probably will do that. But yeah, we'll probably have to turn them away.
Yeah, it was some drunken. I don't know. I asked him what happened. I guess they do some type of horse play. Like she had like a bit in her mouth, like a horse bit. And he said
lovely.
she was galloping around and then she tripped and she fell headfirst into the TV. and I was like, okay, well that explains the TV, but how did all of this other stuff get broken? Like literally looks like a tornado came through. And
oh my gosh.
And then she I realized that like they like playing like she's a horse or something, but she's an adult, so you know, defecating should have been in the toilet, not on the floor.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I kept trying to talk to her. And like, the only one who would talk to me is the man, because he was the one that was, I don't know, he was just leading her around. I asked her what her name was, and she just kept neighing at me. Like, would not speak a word.
Oh my gosh, this is like some story from the hotel subreddit.
Right,
I love it.
She kept like, she every time I got around behind her, she kept trying to kick me. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? And he would not, he would not control her at all. I was just like, you've got to be kidding. And I tried to run the charges.
She must have been an untamed Mustang.
She was something. I tried asking her when she was trying to kick me and stuff. I asked her, I said, who lit the fuse on your tampon?
And honestly, okay, if they come up to us, I'll try to recommend them a very nice stable they could stay at.
Yeah, I'll do that, because you're not going to miss them. I mean, we kicked them out.
Okay.
We didn't let them get dressed. She's still a horse.
Okay, can you give me like a physical description, like what age they kind of look like? Are they, what's their ethnicity?
Approaching 40s. He's white. I can't tell with her. She was in all black. She had her face painted. She had the whole getup on. She had like a whole bodysuit on.
All right, yeah, we will.
But about 40s, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't know why they felt like they could be just gallivanting around here and causing all kinds of damages.
Well, I appreciate the heads up. We'll deal with it. And sorry you had to go through that, but it sounds like a pretty enriching story.
Yeah, it's definitely one for the books. I'll tell you that right now.
All right, sir. Thanks for the heads up, and I hope you have a good night, okay?
You too. Bye.
All right. Oh, also, I hope you get those incidental charges back.
We already tried to run them, and their cards either maxed or their bank accounts empty. I don't know. We'll get them. We'll get them.
Shocker. Yeah, I hope you get it. Have a good night, man.
See ya.
I am the mobile mechanic.
Hello.
I am the mobile mechanic. One of the guests there's car broke down. Yeah?
Oh, okay. I don't know whose guest you're referring to. No one stopped by in here.
Oh, they must have called from the room. Somebody said that they had a problem with their car.
Yeah, but I don't have any information about that. Do you know what's the name?
Let me check. Johnson?
Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
The first name is Huge. Y-O-G-E.
I don't have any stuff in here. No. I do have a lot of names in here, so I have to search it up. There's no Johnson here.
Yeah, he said he had a problem with the car, and I was like, it's really late. And he's like, oh, my car is really loud. And I'm like, I'm just exhausted. And he's like, what, is that a joke? I think somebody stole his catalytic converter.
Let me ask my valet, Parker.
Did you have you encountered anyone that got their car broke outside? Is there any guest that got their car broke? No.
I'm sorry. I don't think I can help you right now. I don't have any information with that.
He said he was like really gassy and was, you know, farting a lot in the car, and the check engine light came on. And I think the car was basically complaining about the emissions, and he was worried about that.
Once I know who the person is, if he ever stops by in here, then maybe I can contact you back. Is this your active number?
Well, I'm just
401-666.
Yeah.
622-4004.
I'm just the apprentice mechanic. Can I put Steve on? He's a journeyman. He's training me. I think he knows more about what the problem is.
Oh, hi. I'm Steve. Here, switch. Switch me seats. I was going to crash that shit. Aww. Here, switch me seats. Just in the middle of the call, we're just going to be driving and fucking swinging from one seat to another. Here, let's switch seats.
Yes, it's Brandis. How can I help you?
Hey, hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm good, thank you.
Do
you hear me?
Yeah, I want to know who came up here. And they took my sheets off of my bed.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me, somebody talk to you, okay?
Who's gonna talk to me?
Hello, this is Heather. Thank you for your patience. How may I assist you today?
I have a problem with my toilet.
Okay, what room are you in?
I don't know. I've been drinking a little bit. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Like, not like alcoholic drinking, but just a good light buzz. You know what I mean? But that's neither here nor there.
What's your last name, sir?
Last name is Johnson. And I accidentally... Well, not on accident. I got to be truthful. I put the sheets in the toilet to get them wet a little bit, and then I fell against the lever thing, and it flushed them in and got stuck. And now when I flush the toilet, the water comes out, and it's on the floor.
What's your first name?
Hang on, I'm dealing with this toilet thing. See, and I flush it, and now the water is on the floor, because the water comes up.
Okay, please stop flushing don't flush the toilet anymore if it's dumping water on the floor, okay?
Did you say flush the toilet, but I just flushed it. I don't know.
No, do not. I'm saying please stop flushing the toilet.
See, the water still comes up.
Flush. Yeah, don't flush it anymore, okay?
Flush it some more, okay?
No, do not.
Don't stop.
All right, can you give me your last name?
No, only if we get married. That's how it works.
Okay, well, if you don't give me any room information or your name, I can't send anyone to help you.
I think if I keep flushing it, it'll solve the problem. I flush it.
Good evening. Thank you for calling. Hi, it's San Jose, so Colin Valley. This is Kiki. How may I assist you?
Hi, Kiki. I'm out of tampons. How do I get more?
I sell some at the front desk, or if you go to in the bathroom, we have them.
Okay, are they in the men's bathroom?
You're in the men's bathroom?
Yeah, I'm looking for them in here. I'm leaking.
Where are you?
I'm leaking right now.
Where?
I'm in the men's bathroom, and I'm leaking.
In the lobby? I'm trying to figure out where you're at.
In the men's room, yeah. I'm leaking.
Okay. Why are you in? Okay. All right. I'll be there in a second.
Okay. I'm leaking.
I can put a cork in it.
Please do.
Thank you so much for calling Noble Peloto. This is Pelota. How may I help you? Hello.
Hi.
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 How are you?
Hi, this is Alyssa. How may I help you?
Shh, we have to whisper. We have our pet bobcat up here, and it's been a long day.
Hello.
Hi. You gotta whisper, because we don't want to wake the bobcat up. Oh, shit, it's awake! Ted, come on, let's get the fuck out of here!
Fluffy! Fluffy! Don't take it
what
easy,
Fluffy. What the hell is going on in there? Young man, what the hell is going on?
Good kitty, no. I don't know if they believed it.
I don't think they did. About as believable as that explosion right there.
Yeah, we need to find some better sound files or create something.
Dude, these are fucking great. I just heard the new ones.
Oh, the Bob. Oh, we've been getting Bobcats in the rooms all fucking night.
Thank you for calling the Wyndham Garden Silicon Valley Hotel. This is the front desk. Can I please hold a brief hold while I'm helping some clients?
Nope. You do that, I'm going to go crash my car. You make a choice.
I'm sorry?
Well, you made your choice.
What are you doing?
I'm taking this shit off road!
Fucking god, it left. It hung up very violently, though. I saw it.
I see you've added quite a few more extras to that sound effect.
Oh, that's a lady that was mimicking the fucking car crash sounds with their own shit.
I was
nervous about that part.
Oh no, I was just hitting multiple things on the soundboard.
In the clear, this is Sal. How may I assist you?
Hey Sal, how you doing there? How you nuts?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, how your balls hanging over there?
I'm sorry, what?
My friend's got a question here. Sorry, I gotta give him my telephone because I got a lot of shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hello.
What's the name of the hotel? Uh-oh. I was just looking it up on the GPS and I didn't see
it. I told you were going too fast!
I was driving at a reasonable speed.
I think we crashed. Yeah, that was Wingless. I saw the name.
Thank you for calling Center State Downtown Housing.
Hi, I have a problem. The toaster's no longer working.
What room are you in?
I'm in 215. Somehow it got into the bathtub.
Yeah, I'm gonna put my hand in the bathtub. Yeah.
No, get your hand out of the bathtub. I told you, it's still plugged in.
Hello?
Oh, no. Might have been a little over the top.
I wanted him to make it think like we tried to do something. I knew I wasn't actually expecting you to like go
Let's
and try,
try
to
try again
yourself.
Somewhere else. Try again.
I think she's starting to realize they don't have toasters in their fucking room.
Thank you for calling Hotel Strata. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm sorry, but I threw the toaster and broke it. It's in the bathtub.
Ooh, Dad, can I put my hand in the bathtub?
No, there's water, and that thing's still plugged in.
I'm gonna do it.
What room are you in?
We're in the bathroom. Don't put your hand in there.
It stings, Dad. It stings.
It's okay. It's okay. It's just like the time he got stung by the jellyfish.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope he feels better.
Come here, son. I'll pee on you like I did then. These are, of course, of age sons. We're traveling partners.
Yes, of course.
That's just letting you guys know, if you're not 18, you're not allowed in this channel. Just saying.
Hello, America Special Lane. How can I help you?
Hi, how you doing, Marachot? Can I get a room, please?
Hello?
Hi, Marachot. Please, room, now.
What the hell? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, I've got some Marachot I need to do in a room, and I need a room, Marachot.
Oh, fucking asshole.
Hey, Terry, Bobby Chot.
Call your mother, Mother Choda. If you
Sur Kavacha Sur, la, Haram Jarikute.
Choda. Asshole.
That was successful.
Your mother is a motherfucker. Oh, boy.
It doesn't make any sense. So.
Well, I guess if your mom slept with other moms in the neighborhood, you'd be a motherfucker.
Or if your mother is not... I guess Cartman's mother, South Park. That situation.
Cartman's mom.
It's got it going. Oh, wait.